This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Deficiency disease, I've got it, because I'm lacking in depression. I don't know what. I am elated. I'm happy. Could it be that Dr. Batar is here for advanced medicine? Is it possible, doctor? You're there.
It's always possible, Robert. It's always probable, and it's always going to happen.
Yes, sir, my friend. Listen. Go ahead.
I just want to say one thing first. I think we set a record today.
What's that?
This is the closest that we have been to the show starting with. I mean, usually you and I have had the 30 seconds, 45 seconds, at least a minute of preparation, right?
Yes, exactly.
Today was what? I mean, literally, the trailer is coming on when I came on. So
I'm telling you. I heard some yelling in the background. No, it's over here. Move it here. Give me it. No, I don't know what's going on. But anyway, listen, I'm ecstatic. I've got to tell you, Dr. Batar, I know we haven't gotten a chance to talk this week or even right before showtime, but I'm in Curacao. I told you I would be in the island of Curacao soon. And Rudolf DeWitt, who is a good friend of Ty Bollinger, and he knows Mike Adams, connected us all together, and Dr. Sunil Pai, who was also last year at The Truth About Cancer. And we have met with the Ministry of Health, the Minister of Health. She doesn't give people 30 minutes of time. She spent 6 hours with us yesterday, spent almost a whole hour on the radio show yesterday, and all the way up to the Ministry, from the Ministry of Health to the Prime Minister of Curacao. They are committed now to establishing this island as an island of wellness. You would be more than welcome here. They're talking about establishing a medical school that would be totally integrative, holistically inclined, bringing Ayurveda into this. And I've met with people around the world. I know you've met with higher-ups in governments, too. I have never seen a country from top to bottom so committed to making a transformation for all the right reasons. Their heart's in the right place, and they've got great guidance from within the island and also bringing us in like they have, reaching out to, I believe, the right people. So it's a very exciting time.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And they're definitely setting a precedence because no other country has initiated. I mean, some pockets of within certain governments in certain countries have embraced some of these philosophies, but certainly not the Minister of Health in their official capacity for our entire government. So that's fantastic.
No, I know.
I think more and more this is going to happen.
I think so, and I think, you know, I've been talking to folks about it because, you know, initially we wanted to do a healing retreat here and then decided we need to do an exploratory trip to find out, you know, what is the deal on this island and how serious are they? And it wasn't that, hey, we want to expand tourism to our island alone and we want to, you know, have wellness destination. That'd be cool. I agree. I wouldn't complain. But it was more than that. As I talked to the Minister of Health and the people here, they are committed to transforming their island for wellness, for, you know, reducing drug use and going toward Ayurveda, toward homeopathy, which is already legal here. And even CBD is now legal here, thanks to an herbalist who, since the 1980s, has been gathering, preserving, saving, and bringing back from antiquity the herbs of this island and the traditions that go back to even before the slave trade. And so we visited her little garden with 300 different species that she saved, and she gave us a tour, a very brief tour. I want to come back again because I would just sit and learn from her for days, and I still would be hungry for more. This is the kind of thing that, it's kind of paradigm busting in the sense that when we say, you know, we believe consciousness is shifting, right? We've talked about this together on the air. Here is evidence of the impossible becoming reality.
This is also ancient knowledge. I mean, maybe in this particular case, it may not be so ancient, but it may be ancient because she may be carrying it from generations past that we haven't even recognized. And the mm-hmm. the use of some of these medicinal plants, we've talked about that on the air too, in different parts of the world that I've traveled, and just learning what the natives have been using for recorded history, you know, going back 1,000 years in their own native traditions, they've been using certain herbs that nobody has ever heard about. I haven't heard about some of those things.
Yes.
Grow actually as weeds,
yeah.
And the medicinal benefits. So, I mean, to elicit the power of this ancient knowledge, and I'm saying ancient, I don't mean ancient like 50,000 years, but, you know, maybe some of the stuff is that old. Who knows? But even if it's more than 1,000 years old, you know that if something has lasted that long in some mm-hmm. tradition, there's validity behind it.
Yeah, and it was like, you know, going through these herbs that she was introducing to us and telling us what they were designed for, you know, what the tribal knowledge has known them for and used for. And, you know, of course, we know of other herbs that are good for similar or same things. And the thing is, amazing, the Creator said, wherever you are on planet Earth, I'm going to make sure you have the remedy. Right? And it doesn't have to be the same thing. And like you said, there are so many things we don't know. And of course, the pharmaceutical construct and edict is to take that and synthesize it, isolate it, and then make it a drug and profit off of it. But here we have a culture, a country of 150,000 that is, you know, transforming itself because the people in leadership positions have recognized something that we've been talking about for many, many years. And there are people on the island that have been working for many years. I mean, I'm a Johnny come lately here. I'm just showing up. But again, they're very grateful for the recognition, acknowledgement, and also that, you know, there is, at least initially, outside influence from people that have been doing this for many years to help the transition along.
Yeah, this is fantastic. You know, it's interesting that in the Muslim tradition too, it's apparently Muhammad had apparently said that God did not put any disease on this planet without the cure also being present. And I think that's a tradition that has been that follows all the monotheistic religions in some way, fashion, or form. Mm-hmm. The same type of message that any ailment that is on this planet, the source of resolution, the cure for it, has also been provided. We just have to find it. Just because we haven't recognized it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It is here. And I think that what you're talking about right now is part of that from an energetic basis, part of that the answer is there. We just have to look for it. And these people, this island is already recognizing that and they're embracing it. That's the biggest problem, that most governments have not embraced it because, again, all the drama, political, you know, ideology and the motivations that are
Let's be straight about this. The politicians are in it for themselves typically. They want to enrich themselves at the expense of their people. And what I've met and witnessed here firsthand, I've seen the hearts of these people. Granted, I didn't meet all 150,000 Curaçaoans, if you say that, but some of the key people that are the influencers in government and consulting with it, their hearts in the right place. Now, I'm not saying it's a done deal because, you know, things change on planet Earth, but at the same time, this is already in place, and there's a lot of work to be done, right? When you have an island like many of the islands of the Caribbean that don't grow enough of their own food, they import most of it. And so you have an island as big as this, it can grow its own food, and there are organic farms that are recovering and coming back here, and people have an awareness that I wasn't sure that was here, and it is here, but it's only going to grow. And that's why I started to talk about this depression deficiency. I'm very happy here on Curaçao. I have to say, I'm smiling. We had some of the most beautiful beaches I've ever seen on the planet. I've been to some beautiful beaches on planet Earth. I know you have. You will be amazed what's here. And of course, the activities that I've been able to partake in as well, from the water activities to biking and hiking and all kinds of things that can be done here. But there's so much going on here. Like I said, I have a depression deficiency disease. And one of the stories Super Don said, you know, as they're acknowledging depression is prevalent and it's everywhere, they're talking about taking SSRIs to prevent depression, which is ludicrous. And now another story is actually interesting. More doctors and scientists are agreeing that depression is a physical ailment, right? That there might be things like we talk about, toxicity, mercury, right? Deficiencies in key minerals and fats playing out, manifesting even emotionally, is not to disavow acknowledgement of other things, but it's interesting if they could look at depression as a disease of toxicity, how would that change how they medicate people?
It's interesting that both stories that Super Don sent me, they're just revolving around depression, so that's it's perfect for you because you've got the cure there in Curaçao. Out of curiosity, is there a Are they within, as far as the weather mm-hmm. channels are concerned, are they in the belt of the hurricanes or anything in that Curacao?
No, that's what's another astonishing thing. They're like 60, 50 miles off the coast of Venezuela, so they're outside of the hurricane belt, so they don't ever get them.
Mm.
They just go to the north, always to the north. So they have this beautiful, tranquil island, and they avoid the beauty of the Caribbean. It's beautiful, you know, there's no question about it. But the danger, as we're finding out this year, more so than any other year in our recent memory. And so you're outside of that here, so it has a safety profile unlike any other Caribbean island.
And then the Curacao also is south of the equator, right?
No, it's still just north of it. It's certainly equatorial between the Tropic of Cancer, Capricorn, to the equator.
Okay.
So it's equatorial for sure. And so year-round, it's got pretty similar weather, which is interesting. I don't mind it at all. Some people like the shifts. I don't like cold weather particularly. I like to stay warm. But, you know, for those that travel from Europe, and a lot of people do, or America or other places, it is a respite, just like when people go on holiday. But imagine if they could go to an island where wellness is front and center. It's not only an escape from wherever you are, but it is an embracing of, you know, I'm going to be healthier, not just rested, but healthier. You know, some people say I have to take a vacation from my vacation because they abuse their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
How about going to a place where you don't have to abuse your body and you can also have a vacation? That's kind of nice.
It sounds like my family reunions. I need a vacation from a family reunion.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not abuse from the body. This is abuse, you know, emotional trauma.
Oh, my
gosh. You've
met
some of my family, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. You got some powerful, powerful souls in that family, and you are one as well. So, like, give me a Clash of the Titans. I just absolutely, absolutely amazing. We've got some questions of the day coming in, and I want to acknowledge last hour, you know, we had a nice confirmation letter of how we present things from a Muslim woman in the Houston area saying how they're helping out with the disaster relief, and she's, you know, saying that they don't get recognition at all about the good things that are done. And I acknowledge that. I say, because we're not collectivists here. We acknowledge good works by individuals, whether they're Muslim, Christian, Jewish, or none of the above. Doesn't matter to us. And we don't play the Hegelian dialectic like between the right and the left on the political spectrum in the news, where they try to vilify everybody as if everybody hates everybody. And man, oh man, when people are left alone, they find a way to get along with one another because it's in their own best interest.
Well, exactly, and people are, again, we've talked about that awareness that people are coming to. More and more people are recognizing that there are more commonalities between us than there are dissimilarities, and those dissimilarities are exploited by the government and by the politicians in order to create conflict. So that's a really good point.
Yes, so let's carry on with some advanced medicine here. Those of you new to the show, robertscottbell.com, also linking to medicalrewind.com. Hundreds and hundreds of hours of advanced medicine with Dr. Bitar here on this show, all available right there, right now. Also, YouTube, check it out. You can go to robertscottbell.com and see it live.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Scott Bell Show.
Folks, I'm having such a good time. I'm not even paying attention to the radio clock. And I know that Ben on the board is probably going, what has gotten into Robert? He never does that. And Super Don's going, what is going on? Well, it's island time. You're not on time when you're on an island. Of course, there's Batar time. It doesn't matter where he is.
Right, exactly. But, you know, island time is one thing, but this isn't about just island time, because as you were just talking about during the break, this Rudolf DeWitt that you mentioned, the fact that people recognized the name, when you just said the name without the actual action, they recognized, the public recognized that he was the person responsible for taking fluoride out of the island of Curacao. That's huge. That's the epitome right there, proof positive of what you said, that the public is becoming, the masses are becoming aware, more and more energetically becoming more and more aware of what needs to be done.
Yeah. Now, you know, the good news is that Curacao is not an oil-rich nation, because if it had gold and oil, you know, the globalists come in and they pounce on you and they enslave you into debt, right, for infrastructure. But this is a country that was part of the Netherlands, still affiliated but independent, and so it has a great infrastructure. It doesn't appear to be in massive debt, so it has independence now to do something that most other countries don't have the audacity to even consider. Not, you know, we've heard lip service. You've met with people at higher ups in governments around the world, and they, some of them may be sincere, but they don't really have the power all the way up to make the decisions that I see I'm witnessing happening here. Transformation that is inevitable. I know it's inevitable. It's going to occur. The question is where and when, and maybe a little bit about how, but to be witnessing it in real time. I'm still pinching myself a little bit to say, is this really happening? And I don't want to be an obstacle. All I want to do is help in any way I can and watch something transform that is actually quite wonderful.
That's pretty incredible. So I'm very impressed, and I will have to make plans to go visit Curacao.
We will do that.
We did. Mm-hmm. About 15 years ago, there was some research that was done on Bonaire and Curacao.
Yes.
For what was at that time known, there was a product that we had, and which is now the precursor of our product, not the Drops of Life, but Transdetropin. We had done mm-hmm. some studies in Bonaire and Curacao. And I remember at that time, they were very, very open and receptive to what we needed to do. And the clinicians that we had there using it were, just seemed like they were ahead of the time. I remember thinking to myself that these people that I'm talking to right now, they remind me of the Cuban doctors that I've talked mm-hmm. to. The Cuban doctors are very progressive. I mean, they've been doing oxidative therapies in Cuba for what, 40, 50 years? Before we were doing them. So, in fact, shark cartilage, bovine cartilage, all that research was done in Cuba when they found that cancer, the anti-angiogenic factors in cartilage will prevent cancer
yeah.
or cause a prevention of blood supply to the cancer. So some of these things that some of these other places, and you see this out of, it reminds me of Napoleon Hill's statement that any adversity will have the seed for an equal or greater opportunity. So here's Cuba. It's ostracized and it's closed off from the rest of the world. And so they come up with their own innovative methods of treating people, and they advanced the science of how to deal with cancer quite impressively. And mm-hmm. Curacao, the same thing kind of like what you said, that they didn't have the oil, they didn't have the gold. So that was actually a blessing because the industrialists didn't come out of there. So they're
yeah.
cleaner, and they have the ability now to make these type of changes. So it's
yeah.
It's
yeah, folks, if you have natural resources and a colonial empire of any kind throughout history, they want you, they're going to conquer you, and then they're going to enslave you in some way, shape, or form. And, you know, in the modern way, it's just debt. They say, well, it's not slavery, it's debt, but debt is slavery. And at that point, then they make the rules. They tell you what you can and can't do. They tell the leaders what you can and can't do, and the leaders sell their people out because, you know, maybe that they want the profit. Other times they're threatened with their lives. This is the way. It's an ugly system on planet Earth, but it's not new. Yet there is grace. There is spirit. There is the ability to overcome these things that seemingly can't be overcome. People do it individually. Why not a nation? Why not a country? Why not an island like Curacao? 171 square miles, Superdon says. It's not big, but it maybe can't be big to start. I mean, how do you start in a nation of 320 plus million? You know, there are individual pockets of sanity, but for the most part, trying to get the government involved, you know, you're gonna exhaust yourself. Your adrenals are gonna be dead before you, and then you will follow. So we got to find an efficient way to do it, and I think, you know, that's what's happening here. Well, we're doing Advanced Medicine Special Edition from Curacao, and Dr. Bitar is with me, medicalrewind.com. We do have a question of the day coming in for Dr. Bitar, and we're going to get to that next. I think it might relate to a form of cancer, if I'm not mistaken. Super Donald will correct me by the time. Well, we'll talk about it on the break, those of you watching on YouTube. RS Bell Media Channel, go to robertscottbell.com. Remember, medicalrewind.com, and we'll see you at the Truth About Cancer live in just a couple of weeks.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Rockin' the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live from Curacao, we're going to have to get you all down here one day. Dream about it. It could be real, right? That's the thing. Sometimes you got to let your dreams pervade into the physical world. And a lot of times, you know, you kind of resist because it's just too outrageous to consider it could be real. Well, we're living a lot of the things that we've done and Dr. Batar has done in his life, in our lifetime, things that should be impossible. And they are possible, partly because we got out of our own way. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Batar?
I would certainly 100% agree, because that is the biggest problem. Man gets in the way of himself. Mm-hmm. We create our own problems. We have historically. We do this in every aspect. We talk about healthcare. We talk about food industry, economics, whatever, war, religion. Mm-hmm. We're getting in our own way.
Exactly. And so, I keep bringing this up, the example of what we're experiencing now. Even if it all crumbled tomorrow, the fact that I've met these people, and I'm not saying it's going to, I really don't feel that. But the point is that there are people that their consciousness has shifted, they're changed, their hearts are open, or opening, for things that we've been working on for many, many years, right? The healers that are real healers that are trying to bring about, the removing the obstacle to cure. And of course, then what happens? You're free to live the life you were led, well, here to lead, right? As opposed to suffering through, slogging through what you think might be your karmic debt forever and ever and ever. I mean, we can work through these things. And I've done that in my lifetime, and there's always more. I understand that. But the point about this is it's the journey, not necessarily the destination, because long after we're gone, Dr. Pattar, people will be challenged with these same concepts throughout their lifetime, perhaps.
Absolutely. And it's probably part of that journey of mankind. That's how the Creator designed us. So I think we tend to, as humans, think that we will get from point A to point B. And so our mindset is that there's a destination that we must get to. And what we forget is that it's not the destination. And these aren't my words. I've heard this in many of the philosophers. It's the journey to get to that destination that is really the more important thing. And then the other aspect of that is it's not what happens to us that's important. It's how we respond to what happens to us that's important. Mm-hmm. And these are very profound thoughts. In fact, I need to write this down right now because it should be. These are not things that I've put down in the book, but every time I talk to somebody, Rob, why is it that new ideas come up? And they're not new. Nothing is new under the sun, but they're new aspects, new twists to what I'm already writing about.
Right. So basically, stop talking to people or you're never going to get this book done.
It's exactly what it is. We've just crossed 1,000-page mark so far.
Right. Incredible. Well, listen, let's go to a question of the day. This was from a woman named, I'm assuming Vita is a woman's name. Misagian. I apologize if I mispronounced it. Dear Dr. Bell and Dr. Pattar, my name is Vita. I am a 67-year-old woman living in Spain. España, Spain. I have come to know...
Please don't say how unique that is, okay? I just didn't want you to say, Spain, can you believe it's Spain?
No, I already did that with our YouTube watchers. I'm not going to insult any more people from Spain. I didn't mean it. She says, I have come to know of you through the series Search Quest for the Cures, right, with Ty, in which you talk together with other doctors about how to cure cancer in a natural way. She says, I was diagnosed about 5 years ago with CLL, chronic, lymphatic, she's writing, right, leukemia.
Chronic lymphocytic. Leukemia,
CLL. And up to now, I have not had any treatments, just controls every 3 to 4 months with blood tests. Now it seems that I might have to go through treatment, and they want to give me a pill called Chlorambucil, which is given here in Spain for CLL. I'm honestly not keen in taking these types of drugs, as I know how bad they are for the body. So I wonder if you could help me or guide me or have any natural treatment ideas. I could send you my blood test. No, don't send us your blood test at this point, Vita. We appreciate the thought. Anything you wish, but, again, she's saying, obviously a lot of people are reaching out. And it is fascinating that in Spain, which we don't speak the Spanish language on the air, but obviously people, know more languages than I do, are listening to us in English, thank you, and are asking for any help. So what do you think?
Well, I think that the first component is to recognize that she was diagnosed 5 years ago and she has not had any treatments. Now, does that mean that she hasn't done anything herself either, any home remedies, any... Mm. Natural therapies, homeopathy, any acupuncture, any energetic work, changing her diet, her lifestyle, the energetics that she's living in, that type of stuff. So
sure.
When she says she hasn't had any treatments, is she talking about she hasn't done any of that or she hasn't had any conventional treatments with chemo radiation? So that's the one thing because, 5 years, it is chronic lymphocytic leukemia, so 5 years is decent time to go through this and not need anything. But I would probably say that she's done well enough without the drug that, this is the biggest thing, Robert, that I want people to understand that from a philosophical basis, when you're dealing with nutrition or anything that enhances the metabolic pathways, that opens up the pathways, these are important ways to address the deficit within our physiology. When we take something that impedes those pathways, when we blocks them, when inhibits the metabolic pathways from going forward, i.e., pharmaceuticals which are designed to stop a certain reaction. There's very, very, very few, if any, pharmaceuticals that are designed to enhance anything. Everything is blocked. Calcium channel blockers, you know, ACE inhibitors. I mean, every drug is beta blockers. They're all blocking something. So when we block pathways, we are inhibiting the not only the physiology, but just from Eastern philosophy, we are blocking qi. We're blocking flow. Remember, cancer is stagnation. You want to get things moving. You want to get your energy moving. You want to move into resistance. You want to create movement. Exercise is about movement. Nothing is about stagnation. So when you're taking something that's stagnating you, a drug that blocks a pathway, by definition, it causes, it should cause at least, something like an alarm to go off in your head. And many patients will tell me, I don't know why, doctor, I think, you know, people think I'm crazy, my family thinks I'm crazy, but it just doesn't feel right. That feel right is your innate intelligence, the universal consciousness, your source energy telling you that you don't want to impede anything in your body.
Right, right. No, I think that's the sense I get from her on this is, and it seems like, and again, we don't have definitive knowledge, did she do any allopathic intervention, or is it just that she's been tested continuously, see how she's doing? In terms of leukemia, I don't know if this is true where she is in Spain, big city or not. I mean, I've heard a lot about EM field disruption also creating source for leukemia.
Terrible. In fact, Spain is really bad about this. We talked about this on the air a few years back when I was with one of my friends in 2000, he lives in Marbella, and this is 17 years ago, and there was an investment opportunity where some condos had been built on the ocean, and they hadn't finished them, and we could have bought them for like 5 cents on the dollar, and we went and looked at them. There was 8 of them, and he was so excited, and we went up to the top balcony, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at these birds flying, and there's these high-powered wires, you know, very close to the building and right across. So when you're looking at the beach, you're actually seeing these high power. You're looking underneath these high-powered wires.
Right.
And I'm watching these birds, and they come, and as soon as they come within a certain distance of those high powers, they totally change their direction, go vertical, go straight up, and then fly across and then come back down. So he's talking about, you know, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. And I said, we're not getting this. And he goes, what do you mean? And he goes, the deal, blah, blah, blah. I said, look at this. You know, I told him about the power. And he goes, what are you talking about? Because that stuff is all voodoo stuff. It doesn't matter. And I pointed out the birds as they were flying, and he became aware of it. And there's a lot of that high-powered wires and electromagnetic radiation and various types of EMF fields that have been generated, and not just in Spain, in many parts of the world
that
are very disruptive to the energy. And I didn't mean to take over this part on this question, Robert. I thought that...
No. This is good.
Versus...
Yeah,
feeding physiology versus enhancing physiology is an important point to point out to this lady because I think that she says, I'm honestly not keen in taking these types of drugs, and I know how bad they are for my body. But the more important part is not that she is aware that they're not good for her, that they're bad, but that she is not keen on taking them. She's honestly not keen. That's telling, you know, people need to listen to that innate intelligence within them. It's telling them there's a reason that she's not keen on it. Then you can't say that, oh, well, it's just because it's something you read. No, people sometimes know deep within their soul that it's not the right answer. And
right.
And sometimes it might be the right answer, but your soul will tell you that. Listen to yourself
and
listen to what you need. So in her particular case, without really knowing more particulars and whether she's done any lifestyle changes, it would be hard to say, but I would tell her my non-official medical advice, my co-host radio advice would be that she needs to listen to her own innate intelligence, and she needs to look at all these non-invasive therapeutic possibilities that she can pursue and empower herself with knowledge and then make a decision. But definitely don't ignore that part, that she's keen on not doing it or she's not keen on doing it. Listen to that information and look for other options.
Yeah, Super Don, do you remember we interviewed a guy from a Budwig group? Wasn't it in the south of Spain, or was it France? I can't remember now, and I'm just thinking there may be places that are not far from somebody
in
Spain.
That was Lloyd Jenkins.
Lloyd Jenkins.
Spain, France, what's the difference? They're all the same, right?
Now you're going to tick them off. That's not me. Go after
that's what Robert's saying.
That's not what I meant.
Spain or France, I can't remember.
Why? Why is everybody picking on me? You know, I'm like, I'm the happy guy.
You're not right now.
Right, exactly.
You're happy right now, that's right.
Exactly. I'm telling you, you know, the smile is real. It's genuine. The water's gorgeous, and we're sun-kissed. I got vitamin D flowing in me. And it's been great. But yeah, so thank you for that insight. And Super Don, if you can respond, maybe put that link up for that lady who asked the question. That would be great as well. So go ahead, Dr. Bashar. Go ahead.
I didn't know how much time we had, but I was going to make a little announcement that I haven't even told you about. And this would actually benefit this lady, too, possibly. Do we have enough time in, like, a minute or so? You there, Robert?
We have 1 minute. Go ahead.
Yes. My microphone got turned off. My apologies. Yes.
Oh,
go ahead.
Gotcha. Okay. So what I was going to say was, remember we've been talking for how long have we been talking about a head map? Like years? Decades?
Oh, a long time, yes.
Yeah. So we've been using the head map in our office since we started the preliminary version in 1999. We formalized it in 2001 and started incorporating it clinically and continuing with it, and has had over 100 revisions. In 2010, we went to the electronic format and it's gone through numerous revisions, and we have been using it in my practice, since almost 2 decades now. But to make it available to the public where they can assess any therapy, any protocol, any treatment, any drug, any device, whatever it is, whether they're going to a witch doctor or they're going to an oncologist, you know, whether they're going to a nutritionist, it doesn't matter what your therapy is. You can now, using the AHEAD map, Advanced Health Evaluation Assessment for Detoxification Medical Assessment Program, track their progress and see if they're responding to treatment. And that goes live at the cancer conference that we're going to be at together.
Fantastic. We'll have, obviously, links re-promoted big time again at that moment.
It's free, Robert, by the way. It's not going to cost anybody a dime.
Beautiful. I love it. Don't you like free, everybody? I know there ain't no such thing as a free lunch, but the fact is we've been doing so much work to get this for you. You'll access even more healing.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up here, another Medical Rewind. It's advanced medicine, but later you get to hear it as medicalrewind.com. You can hear it iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, of course, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud at robertscottbell.com. Of course, GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. Thanks to all our affiliates around the country and around the world for bringing this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty out to the people everywhere, including Spain. So, there we go. Now, one of the things, I was sitting with the Minister of Health, Susie, very nice, just sweet, and her husband, my gosh, into Ayurvedic medicine, very heart-centered people. And we're sitting there at lunch, and I looked down, I was like, look at this. You know, we talk about diabetes. Look at this artificial sweetener. This stuff is pure poison, right? Talked about the history of it, how it became, you know, legal in America and everywhere. And, she looks at me, I would never use that. But again, here you got a country that can acknowledge the poison and maybe do something about it. Granted, you know, I'm not someone that's heavy-handed that says, I'm going to be your mommy or daddy and slap you for doing something wrong. But at the same time, if a government is truly protecting its people, would it not restrict or never approve a substance that might be, well, more dangerous than the very sugar that they're wanting to replace?
Well, my question would be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
What would their motive be to promote such a thing?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, indeed.
That's where the sinister aspect comes in, right?
Yeah, and so, you know, there's more articles now coming out. This one's from South China Morning Post, of all places, because China, more and more chronic diseases as they adopt more of a Western lifestyle, more pollution, etc. And they're saying now consuming artificial sweeteners, often substituted for sugar, may also contribute to type 2 diabetes.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one of these things that, are you talking specifically about just specific type of artificial sweetener, by the way? Are you talking about
Super Don? I don't know. Super Don, did you see if there was a reference to any specific or in just in a general way? Because I think they did mention sucralose and Asulf-K in the tests.
Yeah, I think that's what they mentioned there.
Chlorine-based sweeteners, yeah. Lovely.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, because sucralose is nothing more than a chlorine molecule with a sugar molecule attached to it. And as you know, chlorine is highly carcinogenic. So this is this is the thought process that they create in order to get the public to start consuming it by saying, you don't want to consume something with sugar because it can be, well, remember sugar-free, the big fad about sugar-free?
Right.
Well, sugar-free is supposed to be, for first it was fat-free, and fat-free is not something that you want to necessarily do because that's usually high in sugar. Then
yeah.
They went to sugar-free, and sugar-free has actually got all these synthetic sweeteners, so that's like jumping out of the pot right into the fire.
Right.
And sucralose is one of the big ones. Of course, aspartame is another one. So there's a, basically to me, the only non-sugar, if you're gonna consume sugar, then have the real thing. Mm-hmm. If you're smart about it, have something like honey. Raw
yeah.
honey, the best thing. Or natural fruits. And it's important to remember that high fructose corn syrup is not the same thing as fructose, because people
right.
think, well, it's sugar, you know, it's fruit sugar. Fruit sugars are processed in the body differently. So stay away from anything that is not natural. Again, in the nine steps, Robert, I don't know how many times I have been told that the advice that I have two different types of people. One that
yeah.
get frustrated because they don't think there's enough supplemental, enough nutritional advice. And the
mm-hmm.
other say that it was brilliant, the advice, which is, and I'll summarize it here. If it's God made,
mm-hmm.
God, it starts with G, that's good. God made
yeah.
is good. If it's man made, it's M, madness.
Yeah.
That's it. And stay away from margarine.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for accident grease in your car? Stay away from margarine. And don't consume pork because it's too genetically identical to us. That's my nutritional advice. After that, start looking. If you know don't know the ingredients, at least of two components within the foods that you're eating, you shouldn't consume it. You should try to eat as much raw, as much whole, and that's really my advice
right.
on food.
And going back earlier to what you said, we're about to wrap up here. The idea that, you know, if God created a disease, that He also created the cure somewhere near it, and in many ways, many forms, as we find out. But man went and did it worse because we were given the freedom to create diseases I don't know that God even thought of. And I don't know if that's sacrilegious or blasphemous to say, but man has really screwed it up. But I guess we needed to learn some stuff.
Well, God's probably sitting up there impressed that we have been able to screw things up to that point.
Yeah, it's very impressive, isn't it? Well, not the way we want to do it. But, hey, thank you, Kira Sal. Thank you to all our folks and friends that supported us here. Rudolph DeVitt, of course, and Dr. Sunil Pai. Maureen, thank you. And thanks to Dr. Batar, Super Don, Ben on the board. Safe journey home tomorrow. We'll be back on, or maybe an encore. I might take the day off tomorrow, Super Don. We'll see. But in the meantime, Dr. Batar, tell them what they need to know.
The power to heal is unequivocally yours.
Yeah.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. There was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing a difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna.
For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.